warn Professor Weissman.
There it is. Study it. Now, this matrix is composed of two row vectors, V1 and V2, but the rank is only one. Can anyone tell me why? No. Truman?
Because once it's reduced to echelon form, there's only one independent vector.
Correct. Now, can anyone tell me the nullity of this matrix? No. Truman?
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Do you have something to say?
You never call on me. You never call on anyone. You only ever call on Truman.
Truman knows the answers. Truman always knows the answers.
Yes, but we could know the answers.
Really? Did you?
No.
Did you know the answer?
No.
Did you know the answer?
No.
No. So, none of you knew the answer?
No.
But Truman.
But we could have known the answer. That's the point.
Could have. Charlie.
Lance.
Could have doesn't count. Maybe doesn't count. I took a shot. Doesn't count. Because this room is a sanctuary from the variables in the outside world. In this room, we deal with absolutes. Period. In this room, this is what counts. These two vectors are collinear. They go together. And they will always go together. This is the solemn vow made by mathematics. In this room, V2 is never going to break that vow and decide that it doesn't need the other vector anymore and that it's going to run off and become linearly independent. V2 is never going to come home from work one day and tell V1, you know what? I think I need my own vector space. See ya. And then V1's dad has to come in and tell her, no, you can't let V2 do that. You gotta go get V2 back. An impermanent solution because V1's dad is not gonna be around forever to solve all of V1's problems. Write that down.